Welcome to Tactical Talk. This is Ann Khan. Today, the topic of our show is the relationship between three countries, Pakistan, Turkey, and Iran. What are their future endeavors and future projects? To discuss this topic, we have with us today Dr. Oktar Babuna, a Turkish journalist and also a neuroscientist. Welcome to our show, Dr. Oktar Babuna. This is Ann Khan. It's a pleasure to have you on Tactical Talk.
I am very pleased and honored to be with you. And my salam to entire Pakistani nation.
Dr. Oktar Babuna, let's get to the first question. What is the history between these three countries, Pakistan, Turkey, and Iran? And also, can you shed some light on the RCD? What was it?
Well, our relationship with the Pakistan and Iran and Turkey goes back many, many decades and even hundreds of years. First of all, our relationship with the Iran and Turkey and goes back to the time of the August migration. And since that time, many Turks has been settled in Iran, actually. And Turks are the largest population after Iranians in Iran. And Turkish is the second language. And our border, 570 kilometers border with Iran, has been drawn in 1639. With the Kastushirin Treaty, and this has been never changed by the imperialist powers between Iran and Turkey. And we are blessed to have a Muslim country like Iran as a border country, as a brother country with Turkey. So we have, and of course there has been some conflicts between the Ottomans and Iranians, but these weren't the major conflicts. And we have been in very good relation since a very long time, since centuries, and with the Iran actually. And so this is, of course, with the Central Agreement, which is Central Treaty Organization, which was signed also, Pakistan was involved in that also, Iran, Turkey, and some other countries, has been, which was signed in 1955, has been for economically and socially and diplomatically, we had very good relation with Iran and Turkey. Now, if you go back to Pakistan is, as you know, the second largest Muslim population in the world after Indonesia. And this is the 70th independence year of independence of the Pakistan. Pakistan, of course, we would never forget that, has been major supporter of Turkey at the time of Turkish War of Independence, or we can say it's War of Liberation, as major supporter of Turkey. We would never forget that. This is our brother country, has been major supporter, and also has been supporter in the Cyprus issue, has been a supporter, of course, in the Fethullah Gulen terror organization, FETÖ issue also. This is our brother country, and we have been in very good relationship, and of course, since the independence of 70 years ago, since the independence of Pakistan, and very good diplomatic relations also. And that was confirmed with the CENTO, Central Treaty Organization also. Well, CENTO, the Central Treaty Organization, which was led by a United, it's an American-led treaty organization, and with the regional members of the CENTO, the Regional Cooperation for Development that you mentioned right now, a little while ago, RCD was set up by the regional members of the CENTO organization, Iran, Turkey, and the Pakistan. That was signed in July 1964. However, it hasn't strengthened the socio-economic development. However, it was not successful, and it developed into a different organization, an economic cooperative organization. Anyway, this regional cooperation, RCD, was signed in 1964, could only last to 1985. But again, we have a very beautiful brotherly relationship with Turkey, Iran, and the Pakistan. And President Erdogan termed Pakistan home away home for Turkey, home away form for the Pakistan. President Erdogan's term for the Pakistan. Pakistan is our brother country. Iranians are our brothers, and the administration, Iranian administration and the Turkish administration made statements that we are both Muslim countries, and they didn't refer to Shi'i or Sunni. Shi'i are also perfect Muslims, Sunni perfect Muslims, and we should have a very powerful cooperation, Turkey, Iran, and the Pakistan, militarily, socioeconomically, diplomatically. This would be a very this would be a big deterrence for the foreign threats also, since because take the Pakistan for example. Pakistan is military wise they're the air pilots and military air officer military air officers are being training in Turkey for the F-16 fleets, and Pakistan is unique in having nuclear power among the Muslim countries. Pakistan is the only Muslim country who has nuclear power. And of course, as you know, Turkish army is very powerful, Iranian army is very powerful, so is the Pakistan. Pakistan has also nuclear power. So military-wise, to have an alliance and very strong relationship between Pakistan, Turkey, and Iran is very crucial and vital to bring peace into the Middle East, to the entire world, actually.
Dr. Akhtar Babuna, let's get to the second question. The RCD, as you said, evolved into the ECO. What is the ECO and how many more countries have joined it?
Well, ECO is the Economic Cooperation Organization. After RCD was unsuccessful, which was lasted only until 1964. In 1985, another organization was established, which is ECO, as you stated, Economic Cooperation Organization, among Iran, Pakistan, and Turkey, which are regional members of which were regional members of the CENTO, Central Treaty Organization. So the purpose was to promote economic, technical, and cultural cooperation among the member states. So ECO is, we can say, a successor organization for the Regional Cooperation for the Development, RCD, which was only remained until from 64 to 79, actually. So that was established in 1985. So in 1992, this organization expanded and included seven more countries, actually, including Afghanistan, Republic of Azerbaijan, joined also this organization, ECO, Republic of Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyz Republic, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and Afghanistan. So seven more countries included in that, besides Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan. So current membership is 10 countries.
What projects come under the ECO, and what does it plan to do in the future?
Well, firstly, of course, transportation is one of the areas is focused to underline the importance of the ECO. And also, regional efforts are being made by ECO members on improving trade and transportation, which includes some other organizations also. One of them is China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, the CPEC, again, China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, which is attractive for Turkey and Afghanistan also. And some other projects, North-South Transport Corridor or the Trans-Caspian transportation routes are also included in that. All these projects have the potential to function better in parallel with the wider and more comprehensive initiative, namely China's One Belt, One Road. So if we summarize overall, it is attractive economic cooperation, which can include wider areas also economically. And this Silk Road-like projects depends on their also desire for cooperation and integration. And since seven members of this organization, ECO, seven of the 10 members are landlocked, so very close by countries. And so we can increase the mutual cooperation. But overall, not only economic or socially, but militarily, we can increase our relationship and also include Russia. Russia is a major player because two of the countries also included with, for example, the Russia-led Eurasia Economic Union, which are the Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan, These are also players with Russia, Russia-led Eurasia Economic Union. So Russia should also be included in this relationship. We can find a middle way with the EU and this ECO organizations, and because, as I stated, two countries also are part of this EEU organization, which is Eurasia Economic Union. So, I mean, of course, it makes very much sense to have a good relationship with these countries. As I stated, it's a seven landlocked countries, seven of them are landlocked. And Russia is a major player. And with these cooperations, we can bring peace and prosperity and justice to the region.
Dr. Akhtar Babuna, what other projects have Pakistan, Turkey, and Iran planned to do economically and, you know, trade-wise, trade routes?
Well, gathering interest from regional states, the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, which is CPEC, is becoming also a ray of hope for cooperation between Iran, Turkey, and Afghanistan, who wish to collaborate with the, Pakistan on this project and from many aspects. And also another one is Economic and Social Commission for Asia and Pacific, which is ESCAP, was first founded under the name of United Nations Economic Commission for Asia and Far East. And also another one is the gas pipeline project among Iran and Russia, but also which is important for Turkey, because this new gas pipeline, which is organized by the Gazprom of Russia and the National Iranian Gas Company of Iran, which goes from South Pars gas field to the Turkish border, which is also Turkey's part of this project also. So these are the projects, and hopefully and will be in practice and bring prosperity to these countries economically, make them more powerful. But again, military-wise, economically and socially, our brother countries, Iran, Pakistan, and Turkey, are the core countries for all these projects and for the Islamic Union. But Russia should definitely be included in that also. Russia is a major player in the region and involved in many of these projects, as I just mentioned a little while ago.
Okay, last question. What is the future between these three countries because of their geographical location? How do you think they can plan to improve their relationship?
Well, it's a very good question. Now, we can say Middle East has been always the target of certain factions and foreign powers, deep states, because of its geopolitical significance and also rich underground sources, including Pakistan, Iran, Turkey, Afghanistan, for example, also. So, but again, well, Turkey, Iran are powerful countries, which are the last two targets of the deep states, foreign power, imperialist powers, to be destroyed, because that after that, it will be very easy to destroy the other Islamic countries. Now, we know that there are problems and conflicts in Syria. Syria is destroyed. Iraq is, for example, is being destroyed. Afghanistan suffers from that. Also, Egypt and entire Islamic world. Now we hear that the Muslims are being oppressed in Arakan also. So what needs to be done is Turkey, Iran, and especially Pakistan, these three countries to come together, and this will be a major deterrent force for these foreign powers, because it will be extremely powerful military alliance, these three countries, and very good Muslims living in Pakistan, in Iran, and Turkey. And we would, again, we would never forget our brother country Pakistan's support for Turkey in the war of independence, at the time of war independence against FETÖ organization, for example, Fethullah Gulen terror organization, or in the Cyprus issues. So what we can suggest that we can have a military pact, these three countries, that can also include Russia. And when this pact should, we should sign a pact stating that any attack or threat any of these countries will be regarded an attack or threat to the other countries also, to other countries also. Again, this will be an extremely powerful military organization alliance, including Russia also. We should include Russia also. And other Muslim countries will definitely join this alliance. So we can be like a core organization in the which would, of course, would go to an Islamic Union, which is the only solution for the Muslim countries, because Allah in Quran, Allah says in the Quran, hold fast to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah is Quran, and do not separate. Allah says, if we get separated individually and separately, Turkey will be very weak. Iran will be very big. Pakistan will be very big. All other countries. However, alliance and brings power. This is logically, rationally, and also an order from Allah needs to be done. So, again, which I stated at the beginning, the Pakistan has a extremely large military power because of the unique and only Muslim country who has nuclear power. Iran has a very powerful army also. Turkey has a very powerful army. So these three countries together will generate a military power in the region to bring peace, not to use it, just for deterrent reasons. So being united always results in strength and peace, but being separated and considering differences as a cause to stay apart always ends in misery and conflict, which have been, which we have seen in the history. The 20th century is a very good example of that. So these countries being separately and individually got oppressed and defeated, but now it's time to ally, which is an order from the in the Quran actually for the Muslim countries, and definitely other Muslim countries will join that. But Russia should also include it as a major power in the region. That is my message.
Thank you so much, Dr. Akhtar Babuna, for being on Tactical Talk. It's always a pleasure having you.
Thank you very, very much. It's an honor and a pleasure. And my salam to all the Muslim viewers and to great and noble Pakistan, nation of the Pakistan, which is our brother country. We cannot be separate. Can Istanbul and Ankara be separate? No. So cannot Turkey and Pakistan. As Mr. Erdogan stated, home, away, home.
This was Dr. Akhtar Babuna, a Turkish journalist and also a neuroscientist. We were discussing the relationship between Pakistan, Turkey, and Iran and their future. Until the next episode of Tactical Talk, this is Zain Khan. Take care and goodbye.